This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Mark.
And I've got good news for the 11,000 people who have been convicted of marijuana-related offenses in the state of Illinois now that it has legalized marijuana, becoming the 11th state to legalize recreational
cannabis. Okay.
And evidently, the governor, in a shocking move, has granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions today, describing the step as a first wave.
I was always curious whether they could. 11,000 doesn't sound like the governor went through and signed 11,000 pieces of paper.
Good Lord, I hope not.
It sounds like it was a mass pardoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just one sheet of paper.
Kind of like what nobody wants to do when he becomes governor of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
This mass pardoning of people.
The expungement process is a key part of the law. It takes effect Wednesday, and it made Illinois the 11th state to legalize marijuana for people 21 or older. I don't know why it's not 18 or older. Well, I guess I do, because didn't the federal government just raise the tobacco age to 21?
I believe so. I certainly read an article like that. I wasn't entirely clear what the implications of that are. I think they can possess it but not buy it. Again, I don't know what all the implications are. I can see why somebody would say, all right, marijuana is a mind-altering substance. Alcohol is a mind-altering substance. Apparently, the age for mind-altering substances is 21, so clack, 21.
Yeah, but caffeine is a mind-altering substance.
Certainly is for me.
Yeah, so anyway, when they crafted the policy, lawmakers said
caffeine's never been illegal, though. Alcohol and marijuana have.
Yeah. Lawmakers said that they wanted to repair some of the damage caused by law enforcement's efforts to combat sale and use of the drug, particularly in minority communities, which has always been a glaring issue with recreational cannabis being legalized in states, is that they still have people filling their prison cells for marijuana convictions.
Yeah, I was curious about that. I was going to ask, how many states that you know of have pardoned the people who were in for solely marijuana charges?
California did it as well, right?
I don't know that California even has recreational marijuana legalized. This isn't my issue.
Sure. It's not mine either. I don't even smoke.
Their medical marijuana law was so broad that basically all you had to do was have some planning skills and you had legal marijuana.
Okay. Well, apparently the pardons, while a good thing, they only affected people with misdemeanors. So it was relatively small amounts of pot. And, you know, it's stupid to arrest people for having like two or three joints on them or whatever. But it wasn't going to apply to people who had like a pound of weed in their truck
right
when they got pulled over. So,
which is stupid. I don't care if the guy had 100 pounds of weed on him. I mean, it's a victimless crime. And then I know in Massachusetts years ago, it was like decriminalized to a misdemeanor, to a certain level. But it was a felony again if it was like a third offense or a fourth offense. I don't exactly remember. But
right. I mean, honestly, if marijuana should be legal recreationally, should it be a problem if I have a hay truck full of bales of marijuana going down the road? There's bootleg beer in America. Do we want to lock up bootleg beer distributors?
Is there bootleg beer?
Yeah, you can make beer that's without licensing, especially in certain states.
Oh, there's a lot of bootleg alcohol around.
But you can certainly bootleg liquor. There was an interesting story here out of the Free State Project many years ago. A one-time host of the show was distilling liquor in his home, and he saw the cops come and then went like to the bathroom or something. So I saw the cops like pull up outside, went to the bathroom or something, and then comes out and his still's gone.
was he distilling it for private use?
To the best of our knowledge. But we don't know anything. Like, all we know is the still was gone. I mean, presumably somebody...
Out of his home?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I believe it was on his, like, his porch, but it's like a screened-in porch situation. So they had to come through a door. Whoever did it certainly committed a burglary.
Certainly.
But we don't really know.
Interesting. Well, state officials, to come back to your question, I don't think it would be... It should be a problem. I mean, we have trucks that are driving up massive amounts of alcohol every single day, and no one's bothering them about it. I mean, you could load up the back of your car with as much wine and liquor as you could fit in there, and you wouldn't get in trouble for possessing too much alcohol.
Right.
There's minivans cruising around with massive amounts of opiates in them, distributing them to, hospitals and, pharmacies and whatnot.
Yeah. So state officials estimate that 116,000 convictions involving 30 grams of marijuana or less. Now, I haven't smoked weed in a really long time. Back when I smoked, it was measured in ounces and quarter ounces. I don't have much perspective on what 30 grams of
28 grams in an ounce.
Okay. That's not a lot of pot. Including for possession of the drug, are eligible for pardons under the new law. So if you had an ounce, essentially... Or just slightly below an ounce, you are eligible for a pardon. But any more than that, it's not really doing a lot of people good. I mean, I don't want to criticize it because it's great. 11,000 people are being pardoned, but it didn't stretch nearly far enough.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to see the 11,000 people, misdemeanor violation level people for marijuana getting pardoned. And as I understand it, that can be useful for getting college loans and those sorts of things.
See, I was going to say reelected, but I'm a bit jaded.
Well, I don't know. But I would agree with you that if marijuana... is safe to make recreational for recreation. Is safe to make legal for recreational use. Then you should pardon the guy who got caught with a bale of it in the trunk of his car and had no weapons, no stolen merchandise, did not punch the cop in the face. You know, none of these things, right? Like, I'm only talking about a crime of a large level drug possession.
I don't care if he had a whole bunch of assault rifles. I mean,
I agree. I'm with you.
The right to do. I don't care if he shot the cops dead when the cops came after him. He was defending himself.
Well,
I mean,
I'll say this though: there is no confusion surrounding somebody who simply had a lot of pot.
I think 11,000 people being pardoned for, you know, having the wrong species of salad in their pocket essentially is a very low number in Illinois.
But let's think about it, because it's Puritanism ultimately that caused marijuana to become illegal in the first place, right? And the same people outlaw shrooms. It's like they're giving God the finger and saying, you messed up, and now we, fallible human beings, are going to fix the mistake you made when you created this plant.
Puritanism was the excuse that was pushed by Dow Corporation, DuPont Corporation, U.S. Standard Oil, which eventually got broke up into seven mega oil corporations, Exxon, Shell, Chevron, Amoco, Mobil. There's a few others. They are the ones that really wanted to get rid of hemp. They wanted to get rid of hemp because a machine was created that made the hemp processing really simple, really efficient, and made hemp very, very viable. Also, and for using paper, for using fabric, for using rope. DuPont Corporation was working on a, it was before nylon, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like an acrylic type, you know, stuff for, you know, some kind of fabric that was like synthetic. And hemp, this easy processing of hemp was definitely a huge competition. Basically, it was going to put Dow and DuPont out of corporation. The Dow Corporation owned millions of acres of timber rights in the northwest United States. It was going to, you know, that hemp can regrow so fast when you do hemp. And then also, Henry Ford did a deal with a man named Rudolph Diesel to put diesel engines in all the Ford cars and to run exclusively on hemp oil. The idea was we could, you know, have hemp oil. And then before, Ford really hated Rockefeller because Rockefeller also lobbied to make alcohol illegal because alcohol was the motor fuel of the day in rural America before alcohol was prohibited. And all these stills all over rural America were seized by essentially what is the IRS now, the revenue men. So people couldn't be independent with their fuel.
Fascinating. More about marijuana from people who actually don't smoke marijuana. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think about the legalization of cannabis.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Getting right into it, let's go to the phones. We've got John calling from Oregon. John, you are on Free Talk Live.
Up him first, then hit the dumb.
Yep. Yeah, I do. Excellent. I got this. What a waste of time. So for those who are unaware, again, we have a dump button that allows us to dump the last several seconds-ish of audio.
Right. So, but all these folks do is give us practice.
Yeah. I guess so.
So thanks. Appreciate it.
And there's a second layer also because the if the board op's paying attention at GCN, yeah. he's able to dump it too in case we miss it, right?
He usually beats me to it, but that time I was actually faster, so yay me.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, our hosts do need practice at this. I've got to say that one time a year that somebody slips up and drops the F-bomb, I'm not always ready, but was it John?
Yeah.
John, a salute out to you for the training that you're giving Free Talk Live. Thank you.
All right. Keeping going. Let's go right to the phones again. We got Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, Aria and Jay and Mark.
Hey.
I appreciate the call. I'm just angry that there is this period of time since, you know, the benefits of hemp, cannabis, everything else, you know, around those types of plants that has been suppressed by mostly the actions and threats of government,
Well, if cannabis was bad for it, it would be mandated. But if it was bad for us, it would be mandated by the government, not.
It'd be on the food pyramid.
Yeah.
Well, in a lot of ways, that's absolutely true. Even with cocaine and they're shipping it up here, smuggling it up here to feed the need. But I don't care about, there are benefits to opioids and whatever else, probably even some use of cocaine for different medicinal purposes. But the benefits, I mean, here we are all up in arms about, the climate change and everybody's trying to say, oh, it's all that CO2. Well, if you grow hemp and you make diesel fuel out of it, it's a renewable arrangement and they were about to set it up.
I'd like to point out that nitrous oxide is produced by corn plants, and corn plants are in ethanol, and so these, this is for all those out there that believe that the government is somehow a good organization to fix the global warming crisis. Yes, I get it. People don't agree with you, and maybe you think they're dum-dums. But remember what you think if you believe in global warming, probably. Not everybody, but a lot of people.
Global warming would be a benefit, not a crisis.
Let me finish the statement. If you believe in global warming, you likely believe the government is going to solve that problem. If you think that, consider that the government tried to solve that problem with ethanol, and it started growing more corn, which produces nitrous oxide, which is a far greater greenhouse gas than CO2 is. Look it up. Don't just go and forget about it. Look it up, because this is the organization you want to solve this problem. It can't.
And
it never does.
Hold on, Matt Slate. Jay, you had a point you wanted to make.
Well, global warming. I got a few points about what Bad Slaves had to say, because I have experience directly with ethanol production when I was in Colorado. But global warming is not a crisis. What it will be a crisis is global cooling. And we can't control. I mean, they're trying like crazy with HAARP and all kinds of other crap, and there's geoengineering, which there's permits for that have been taken out by corporations. And there's evidence of.
Is it HAARP shut down?
Who knows? If it's there and they can do it, they're doing it. They're playing with it. And that's my assumption. I mean, we are dealing with a lot of the most evil people that exist strive to get in high-ranking government positions.
That's right.
So, you know, the Earth has, you know, there is a time for hundreds of thousands of years that New York City was under 80 meters of ice. There is times where it was, the Earth was so warm because of the proximity of this massive ball of fire that we call the sun, that Florida was under, you know, a mile of water, for example, or 80 meters of water. I can't remember. Maybe it was a mile of ice in New York. But I've been listening to a lot of these, you know, climate scientists, and a lot of them are coming out. I mean, a lot of, I listen to a lot of audiobooks while I work and while I'm plowing snow. And you know, and the thing is too, with CO2, which they're causing the thing, Al Gore says is an Inconvenient Truth thing, movie or whatever, that if you remove the water vapor, if you remove water vapor, CO2 levels have a significant like amount on or something to do with the heating and cooling. Well, the thing is the Earth's atmosphere is literally 86,000 parts water vapor and one part CO2. There's a clip somewhere.
See, my perspective is very different. I just don't care. Any species that would actually destroy its own environment to the extent that they cannot survive there doesn't deserve to continue surviving anyway. It's,
sure.
It's like a tapeworm that goes in and actually kills its host. The tapeworm isn't supposed to kill the host.
Well, the idea is to agree whether or not we, the cells of the tapeworm, are agreeing whether or not man is poisoning his own environment with what it seems to be the conversation about is CO2. I would argue that we probably could do far more by talking about greenhouse gases than just discussing CO2. But what you see here is three different people with three different opinions, and the idea that somehow all of this is going to come together, the best bet, I think, is technology. If CO2 is a problem, then enough people need to agree to build CO2 scrubbing machines or something. Breed a plant that uses more CO2, something.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. What are your thoughts on global warming? Is it a concern? Are we denialists? Let us know. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Wednesday after 2 days of clashes with American security forces, but tensions between the United States and Iran remain high and could spill over into further violence. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She reminds us.
In the last couple of days, we saw this Iranian-backed Iraqi militia group in Iraq conduct a strike against a base that killed an American contractor. And so this was predictable. We responded. It was our right to do so. And the challenging part now is to make sure that we are communicating that we will continue to compel Iran not to continue these strikes.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first winter storm of 2020 could bring up to a foot of snow to the Colorado Rockies and Cascade Mountains of the Pacific Northwest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
And Mark.
I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android. It's the mobile wallet that I use on a day-to-day basis to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, so you always own your own money. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and so many more. Being built by a veteran team since 2014, you should definitely go check it out if you need a mobile wallet. You can find it at edge.app if you want to learn more about it, or just look it up on the Google Play or Apple stores. It's really awesome. So, creepy dudes, I find it interesting that I can't sell Bitcoin and end up interacting with someone on Telegram without them hitting on me.
Okay.
Now, at this point, all they've seen about from me is my face pic, so it's not overly obvious that I'm trans or anything like that, but it's weird that I can't just engage in this business interaction with someone without them being creepy.
I'm okay. What does creepy mean?
That's a good question. I don't know that I can honestly answer it.
Everybody has a different definition.
For me, the definition of creepy is somebody who makes an unwanted sexual advance. Now, I don't use the term creepy in my life because I find it to be problematic. Right? I just don't. I think it's overused, it's meaningless, and it's a word that carries far more punch than its cost. And by that, what I mean is, it's easy to call somebody creepy, but it hurts them when you do.
It's not just unwanted sexual advances, though. It's without context sexual advances. Like, someone hitting on me at a bar isn't creepy. But because it's expected and that's social
because it's a bar.
Event, you know?
All right.
But
for you, it's not creepy.
Right. Some people just want to go to a bar to play pool. Why can't I just go play pool? They're unrealistic, right?
I'm not going to say they're unrealistic, but you should expect if you go out to a place where people are regularly hooking up and hitting on each other that you could get hit on at some point.
What if you don't
selling
like
Bitcoin
bars?
Online
what if you
is
don't
drastically
like,
different from that.
I'm fine with that.
So
what
the
if you,
context is very important in what makes someone a creep and what doesn't.
The context is, as they perceive it, you are female and they are male. There's your context.
That's not and that's why they're creeps.
Okay. A lot of people that have trouble dating say, I don't like going to bars, I don't drink, or I don't, you know, like they don't want to go to bars and meet people. If you want to find somebody to hook up with, it can get difficult if you don't go where, if you don't fish where the fish are, right? So,
sure. So they go fishing out of the aquarium? I mean, what's
well,
the...
Well, what they believe...
They break into a neighbor's house.
Is that they're going...
They're at their friend's house.
Is they're going to find somebody who is interested in them and they're interested in their daily life, right? They're going to go through their daily life. Part of their daily life is, apparently, buying Bitcoin Cash and communicating on Telegram. So they've met you. And they're ready to talk. I have to say that until you've said, I'm not interested, that no creepiness has occurred, to my mind.
Well,
creepiness as in, like, scariness, or creepiness as in creepiness?
So, that's what this article gets into.
Okay.
Defining the term.
I have a lot of experience. Maybe we should read the article first a bit before we get into this. But growing up on a horse farm that my dad owned, there was many, many young girls started getting involved with the horses between 8 and 12 years old. And
yep.
They pretty much hung out there the whole time until they were, you know, and a lot of them, my little brother has a barn, a lot of them now are going back to that. They're bringing their kids there to learn how to ride horses. So I was the big brother for... minimum 75 girls throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how many. I can't really count it. But so a lot of these girls were like, oh, so-and-so creeped me out. You know, you got this guy helping you with, you know, something that creeped me out, or some boy at school creeped me out. Or so the thing is basically any, you know, a lot of the girls, it was just the fact that there's an intimidation factor by someone that they know that they cannot physically fight off because they're like a 55-pound, you know, 8-year-old girl or a 100-pound, 13-year-old girl. And someone who's either their same age, generally a boy, or an older man generally is the creep. But also some of these girls, because the guy wasn't attractive, he's a creep, but the attractive guy could do the same exact stuff, and he wasn't a creep because he was, you know, attractive.
Another wrinkle in
attractive
this.
Attractive or charismatic?
Well, what difference does it make?
It makes a huge difference.
Attractive
is way more superficial.
Attractive doesn't mean the way you look. Physically attractive does. So attractive is just a term about somebody that you...
That's why I asked the question about whether he meant physically attractive. I didn't say physically, but
right.
Whether he meant charismatic
or
attractive.
I'll give you an example. So I got a friend from Massachusetts, and he doesn't see very well. He lost his license probably 4 or 5 years ago because he just can't see. But he would go up to somebody and get right in their face. And he'd have to be about, you know, a 2 foot from your face with his glasses on to really recognize who you are. And he would do this to random people around the farm. And these girls, I mean, and he's a sweet man, and he's a very nice guy, and they would be really freaked out by him because he would just get in your face to look at you because he didn't know who you are. He couldn't see. And even after you explain this to him, to the girls. They would have to, like, interact with him and see him for a while to realize that he's not a threat. But, you know, a lot of people, especially, you know, like, a lot of these kids are being programmed that, you know, everyone's a threat and you have, you know, they're just, and they're so hypersensitive to everything that they get creeped out so easy.
Well, someone getting within 2 feet of you and staring at your face is a bit of an invasion of a personal space bubble.
Sure. Sure.
So I can understand why someone would be intimidated by that happening.
I'd like to add a twist to this. I worked at a gym at one point, and turns out lots of hookups happened there, too. And I'm not going to – I don't know if I should have known this clue or not, but an attractive young lady came up to me, and she was sort of huffy and upset that somebody had asked for her telephone number at the gym. And I just kind of said, well, did he do anything or say anything threatening? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, there's not much I could do about that. And off she went. Actually, a week or maybe so later, this young lady asked me to, out for dinner. She was she was setting a situation up where I would be jealous. I don't know what she was doing, right? But it had to do with getting asked.
She didn't know what she was doing either.
So what? It doesn't make a difference because her calling that guy creepy, she didn't, not that I don't recall her having used the term, and presuming, I don't even know who he was. I didn't even go back and look. I mean, all I could see was, no violation has occurred here. You don't want that kind of attention. Don't wear those hot pants. I didn't know what to do and didn't do anything. So it could be potentially. Saying that somebody's creepy could actually be a come on to the person that they're saying it to.
So back to your little offhanded statement there about how if she didn't want to be come on to, she shouldn't wear those hot pants or whatever.
Yes.
So women who wear short skirts and who get raped, they shouldn't have worn that.
That's where we always go, isn't it? Let me ask you another question. If I have a convertible and I put a giant bag of cash on the front seat, and then I get up and I go in, walk the main street and look in shops and I come back. Should I have a reasonable expectation that that giant bag of cash be sitting on my car?
Do you want to? You want me to tell you why that analogy doesn't hold up?
I'd love to.
It's because women haven't left their bodies behind anywhere. They are still, you know.
I only asked a question.
It's more like ripping the bag.
You're calling it an analogy. I'm asking a question.
It's more like ripping.
Because it's theft.
Well, you asked the question because you meant to imply it's an analogy, but it's more like ripping the bag out of your arms.
I hear what you're saying. Look, I don't think anybody should be raped. However, it's like closer advertisements.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
And Mark.
And during the break, I took the opportunity to look up the word creepy, as it's actually defined in the dictionary, which is not much help.
Did you check the Urban Dictionary?
I did, and okay. It went into a little bit more detail, but it's also the Urban Dictionary, so it got a bit off topic to what people would really consider to be creepy. The actual definition is a bit unhelpful, causing an unpleasant feeling of fear or unease. But there is no dispute here among us, I don't think, that a person who is being described a certain way is not necessarily at fault for how the other person is describing them.
Right.
Sure, they could attempt to scare the other person or whatever, to be creepy or intimidating or whatever, but how someone else perceives them, it's really up to that someone else.
Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as they say.
When I worked at, when I was younger, I went below the age of 18, I worked at a comic book store. And into the comic book store, the first time I noticed this guy, he comes in, he's wearing a denim cowboy hat with a bunch of hat pins in it. And he is, he's got some kind of psoriasis on his hands, so he's crusty, and his face, like sort of by the beard line and that sort of thing. And he's got long fingernails, and you could tell he's got male pattern baldness. He's probably in his 50s, and he talks in a really high, kind of breathy voice. And this guy, and overweight, and a whole bunch of other things, right? As unattractive could be.
Yeah, that was the least flattering description of a person I've ever heard in my life.
I mean,
Mark.
Crusty is the terminology I would describe him. And
poor guy.
His name was John, I remember.
I mean, you're not wrong, Jay. Poor guy is right. But Mark's right. Description of him is still
And I was hilarious. Probably 14 years old in meeting him. My empathy muscles were not very developed at that point. And you know, there was another young person working at the comic book store, and I don't know if he knew that we were chortling at him, but we were chortling, okay? And just sort of made a big deal once he walks out of the comic book store. We're like, oh my God, you know, like, you know, young people would.
Sure.
And
I mean, kids are cruel.
Right. We were cruel. And, you know, later the lady who owns the store explains, hey, look, there's nothing that John is doing that John can really control. Maybe the fingernails. But, you know, I mean, John's got problems, and what you're doing is cruel. I mean, I don't know what exactly the words were. You just said cruel, and I would agree with the terminology. I was cruel as I could possibly be to this guy.
You were 14.
Right. And I forgive 14-year-old me, but I learned from the experience, and I went on, right? So John never, you know, came on to me or anything like that, but John definitely would have qualified as creepy with his, you know, Darth Vader rasp and everything else that was going on with him. He probably didn't live much longer because he clearly was not in good health, but he liked comic books, and he wanted some comic books, and he would come in on a monthly basis and get his comic books, and I don't know, sometimes he'd come in with a keeper. I have no explanation, but perhaps the default should be empathy for the person as opposed to just...
I would agree when there are, like, medical issues at hand,
sure,
and stuff like that.
Everybody's got medical issues, though, right? I mean...
Yeah, but not ones that cause them to be creepy.
Well...
Like, it leads off here with, from Uncle Joe Biden's hair smelling antics to the... What's the guy's name? Trudeau?
Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau. Standing too close to a tennis star from the random dude who just slid into your direct messages... to Zach Braff holding hands with a much younger actress, right? That's the examples they gave. And it sort of goes from most severe to least severe, from what I can tell. Creepy Uncle Joe, there's no medical issue.
Nope.
There's no medical reason that he's going around sniffing on, you know, 7-year-old girl's hair. He's just creepy.
And, you know, you can be creepy and get away with it when you're an unaccountable government bureaucrat. No, you know,
I mean, Democrats still want to elect him. He's running around sniffing 7-year-old girl's hair in public. I don't know if you've seen it, but go to JoeBiden.info if you have not.
So I know a bunch of Democrats, and they don't like Joe Biden. They don't even like
I know,
Elizabeth
but the numbers
Warren.
Show that Democrats love him. I mean,
well,
he's the front runner.
The establishment is pushing him.
Yeah,
he's the darling of the establishment left. You know, he's a clear, you know...
I'm not saying polls
man.
Are great indicators of how people really feel, but in general, I mean, they kind of are good indicators of how people feel.
Right. I mean, if they're conducted accurately and not just made out of thin air, how do we even know the poll was even pulled? It could be just some nonsense.
Well, how do we know Joe Biden even exists?
Well, because
you know?
We see him on TV sniffing, you know, 12-year-old girl's hair.
But deepfakes are a thing. There may be no such person as Joe Biden. I mean, if we're going to go down this solipsism rabbit hole, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a big waste of time, but I don't trust the polls when they come from, especially the media that lies about everything else. You know, I mean, I trust my own polls because, you know, I ask people things, but then again, most of the people I talk to, you know, hate Republicans and Democrats equally.
I'm looking at these pictures of Justin Trudeau near this, next to this Bianca Andreescu. You know, full disclosure.
I think she's being creepy.
I wouldn't be able to pick Justin Trudeau out of a lineup, and I'd never heard Bianca's name before, but, you know, these pictures do look like a guy who's somewhat older hitting on a woman who's somewhat younger. I don't know whether Justin Trudeau's married. I don't know anything about Justin Trudeau. But
looks like she's enjoying it, though, in the pictures.
It does. She does not seem to be too upset about it. In one case, she's kind of turned whatever the situation is. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, creepy? I guess that's up to you.
Well, see, it's also not a fair assessment to say from the random dude who just slid into your DMs, because that's not necessarily creepy. It can be creepy, but
hold
it's all about
second.
Context.
Slid into your what?
DMs.
Direct messages.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
It's like just random guys messaging you out of the blue.
Random guys message me out of the blue all the time.
I don't think
they usually want me to invest in some stupid thing.
Yeah, see, they're not messaging you in the same way they message me, then.
But does it make a difference, though? I mean,
it kind of does.
You'll walk away from yours. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have, I'm going to be that much poorer.
I get a random Russian or Ukrainian girl you know, sending me a text message or email.
So hold on, Mark. I think we need some perspective. Have you ever gotten a call from someone in India via Facebook Messenger at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I have never gotten a call from India from some... No. The answer to that question is no.
I have.
Because Have you?
Yeah. It wasn't from India. It was from Sierra Leone. Mustafa.
Okay, that's different.
You know, but he just wanted me to donate to something.
He's not a stranger, right?
He didn't mention stranger, but either way, it's still not true.
Because that's the kind. It doesn't happen regularly, but it does happen. And you know, for the actually attractive girls out there, the cis girls, whatever, however you wish to describe them, they deal with this crap on at least a weekly basis.
Well, I gotta say, my wife has never dealt with this stuff. She says that the problem with people having disliking Facebook for all these reasons is they didn't curate their Facebook friend list very well. And
well, you don't have to be friends with them to call them, apparently.
Really?
That's impressive. Been my experience.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you?
I never answered these calls, so I don't know. I usually just block them or just say nothing back when they randomly message me. And at some point, they just get bored and block me. But, yeah, that's very different for someone just...
They block somebody who didn't talk to them?
And then you have the guy who they made the entire slideshow about who lives relatively nearby here in Keene for creeping on girls. So
I never got to see the slideshow.
You should check it out. It's entertaining.
All right.
Yeah. So someone just randomly messaging you and saying hi is very different from someone being creepy in your DMs.
All right. So random hi is not creepy, but beyond that, creepy?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's all about context and what they say. I mean, if they just randomly send you a penis of their...
A picture
of their genitalia, yeah, that's creepy, right? But if they just say, hello, would you like to go out to dinner sometime, that's not creepy.
I had a girl that was really hot for me that I was not interested in, and she was like, she's sending me boob pics. She's like, send me D-pics. So, like, my dog at the time was, like, scratching himself, and he's all, like, bent around, and his little red rock is, like, hanging out. So I sent him a picture of that. Never heard from her again.
That was probably the safe approach and the sensible approach. So getting on with this, the article, I'm assuming, was written by a dude, says, it's a strange development. Why are we calling so many people, usually men, creepy? Well, despite the prevalence of the creepiness discourse, real research into the nature of creepiness is pretty new. It suggests that creepiness is related to disgust, which is an adaptive emotional response that helps to maintain a physical barrier between our bodies and potentially injurious external substances.
It's a place to start, sure.
Yeah, let's get further into this, though. Are men creepy? Do you think men are creepy, or at least can be creepy? 855-450-3733. What about creepy Uncle Joe? Let us know your thoughts on him. 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.